It was back in November when we took a wish upon a star. Starlight, star bright, for star I see tonight. I wish I might have a ski event to help kill cancer tonight. And we interviewed Jonna Beach. And it was exciting. And even though I was going to be out of town during the event, I would text Jonna to see how it was going. Well, Jonna, what happened?
Well, heck. Mother Nature won this round. So back on December 21st, in coordination with Kenai Parks and Rec, we decided to push the event a month, thinking that we were going to get some of our glorious Alaska winter. And somehow, El Nino, El Nina, something switched us and put us on our ear. So we have no snow for the event. So it's a
You should have had it down in Alabama.
Right?
I mean, you know, they've got snow down there. They had to have the inaugural inside because it was too cold.
I know.
And here I'm looking for seed potatoes because I think it's time to start gardening.
You know what? If you would have done that a couple weeks ago, we probably would have gotten enough snow to have a base to be able to hold the event. But yes, officially, we pushed it to January 21st, which would be tomorrow. Today's the 20th. And in talking again with Parks and Rec last week, Tyler over there and his crew, they're amazing. Trails were in not a good condition. The forecast was not in our favor. And so we opted to go ahead and cancel the event and keep everybody safe and their equipment not trashed. And also, we want to preserve the trails as much as possible.
No, nobody's skiing this year. It's hard to walk across the street on ski. And I love winter. I love getting out on the trails. And it's beautiful here. I was asked the other day, in the 50-some years that I've been here, have I ever seen a winter like this? And absolutely not. Now, there are many years that the river doesn't freeze. That's why we have the freeze or no freeze ice classic here, because it doesn't always freeze. And you're going to bet on whether it does or not. This year, no. We started out maybe betting it was going to freeze, but not anymore. Because breakup usually comes March, April. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you'll have a January thaw where it'll warm up and get a little bit of ice. But it's been breakup since December, Jonna.
I know. So I just want to give a shout out real quickly to Kenai's Parks and Rec. Like I said, Tyler and his crew over there have been amazing in coordinating with what now is not going to be the event. Also to our presenting sponsor this year, Aurora Integrated Oncology Foundation, they went ahead and told us to keep the money that they donated to the event, which I think is absolutely amazing. All the money does go to the American Cancer Society. The people that had registered are all rolling forward their registration money into donations. So we're still going to end up donating about $3,500 to the Cancer Society because everybody is being so incredibly generous.
Well, and that is the bottom line. It's a great creative event. I'm looking forward to it next year. But you've been so involved, whether it's the walk, whether it's the luminaria. The idea is to get cancer research done so that we can kill it and not have to worry about that dreaded diagnosis ever again.
Yeah, and that's the thing that I love about the mission of the American Cancer Society so much is they are going for a cure. They are the number one funder of research, second only to the U.S. government. And that's how we've been able to see these advancements in cancer treatment, in early diagnosis. It's absolutely amazing because of the research by the American Cancer Society, because of stuff like this, events like this that help raise money for that. We have programs within Alaska that benefit caregivers and cancer patients. And I can't speak of my love of the Cancer Society enough, even with losing my own mother to cancer.
Okay, so let's. We're not going to be skiing, okay? Yeah. That's. But we still may have some dollars that we want to dedicate to killing cancer. Yes. Can we still do that now?
People can always call me if they want to make a donation to the American Cancer Society. My number is 394-6006. We do have fundraisers coming up in the summertime. We have our beloved brewery bathroom that's going to be happening the Sunday after the beer fest. We also have Hooked on a Cure, which is a fishing tournament that's been going for 7 or 8 years now. Again, that's in August. We have a couple events up in Anchorage, and we will bring back the Solstice Ski, hopefully on December 21st of 2025.
It's a great way to remember those who have lost the battle, those who are fighting the battle, by being part of that battle with our finances. So get in touch with Jonna Beach, make a donation, and look forward to all the events upcoming.
Yes, very much so. We also, if you don't have the financial means to make donations, we're always accepting volunteers. We have our Road to Recovery program where you can drive somebody to and from their chemo treatments. We have Reach to Recovery is where we partner cancer patients with people that have survived their diagnosis so that there's a little bit more of a mentorship and friendship that way. So there's plenty of ways to get involved if you don't have the monetary means to do so, or if you're just wanting to get involved, give me a call and we'll make something happen.
Glad to have what you're doing. Glad to have you out there leading it. Sorry about the starlight. I'm Russell Korski with Johnna Beach. Returning to that starlight, star bright. What happened to the ski snow? Star sound of KSRM.